experts say a major announcement on the establishment of a United Nations-backed global carbon market at COP29 may have been a rushed idea. Countries attending the climate conference in Azerbaijan signed off on draft carbon credit quality standards on Tuesday. The move has been considered a step toward launching a framework for countries and private companies to offset their carbon footprint by funding emission reduction projects elsewhere. Projects include things such as planting trees or replacing outdated polluting technologies in developing nations. Senior attorney from the Center of International Environmental Law, Erica Lennon, says she doesn't believe the carbon market will function properly.
I have a lot of concerns about how rushed this is. One of the things that was supposed to happen was that the supervisory body for the Paris Agreement's carbon market was really supposed to come up with these standards and bring them to the COP for review. And last year we saw them do this and they weren't good enough. And frankly, they haven't made many improvements in them, but have been able to put them through and say they're adopted. And parties decided to go along with that.